Welcome to Hand the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
Great. What do you got to say?
This is the first time I've recorded this podcast in pants.
Wow.
Because I have to get out of the door to go meet my dad and my brother. We're going to do a little housekeeping thing, but then we also are going to go to lunch. So I'm wearing pants so that I can hit the door. I'm going to order an Uber at 10:45 probably to go meet them. Michael Server. I don't trust the scheduling. They've really fucked me. They've boned me pretty hard multiple times. Okay. So I'm not doing that. They have. Like we had a flight that left at 7 a.m. and I scheduled an Uber for 5:30 and the Uber never came. And then I ended up having to just drive to the airport. So I don't trust it. So
got it.
So Michael, the voice you just heard is Michael Server, aka L_Serberino, vocalist and guitarist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z, a Z or a Z if you're in the UK, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Canada as well. Server, tell the folks what you have going on because you got some big news.
I do.
The song?
Oh yeah, we got a single coming out. I have to remember the schedule because we record these ahead of time. When you're listening to this, the single came out yesterday. So listen, stream You Know Me by Killer Ants with a Z or a Z if you're in the UK, New Zealand, or Canada, or Australia. And yeah, give us a share on social media. Share us with your friends.
I appreciate
anybody who's done it so far. Thank you very much. My experience with scheduling an Uber, I just did it a couple times and they were both good, but you know, that was not in, these were both in Indianapolis, both of my schedulings and they both went well. So I mean, you know, they could be on something different in the polis, you know?
Yeah. This is bullshit. Sorry. I just opened up Parent Square and some lady won Volunteer of the Month.
Calm down. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. When am I going to win Volunteer of the Month?
You're like fucking Dax Shepard and Employee of the Month. You want it every month.
Bro, here's the thing. Hang on. Let me look at the timestamp on this. I think it was after my kid was home. I know that for sure. Mm. I was too scared to tell my wife about it.
Next month might be your month, man.
I don't know. We'll see. Let me see.
Why are you laughing, Hartzell?
Felder's so triggered, dude. He's like, we got the text yesterday. He kind of hinted that he was going to be in a place. And sure enough, I mean, he's in a place.
I got a personal email from the principal at 5:17 yesterday.
What'd it say?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Mr. Felder. I hope you and your family had a great winter break and a happy new year. Just checking in to see if there's anything you think. Huh?
You're not Michael or Mike? You're Mr.
Felder? Nobody calls me Michael.
Yeah, he's Felder. Even Kristen calls him Felder.
Yep.
She calls him Michael when he's in trouble, I think.
Thank you for your own... No, she doesn't. Oh, when I'm in trouble.
It's always Felder. That's what I mean. Like, when it's like...
Michael!
When you have fucked... Michael! Yeah, exactly. Or when you say something, but Michael. Yeah. Because that's Chelsea with me.
Yeah.
I'm Mike the rest of the time, but when I fuck up, it's Michael. So.
Yeah. Thank you for your ongoing support. And if you do have any feedback, I would appreciate it from the principal of the school. Just to me.
Wow. Well, she could have BCC'd.
Nah, you can't BCC when you put Mr. Felder in the email, dog.
You're right.
Come on, player.
Personal email.
Personal.
But you are not
the volunteer of the month.
That's nor fine. Have you ever been the volunteer of the
never,
month, have you?
But never. But I'm going to get my get back. I'll tell you what.
If anyone from this administration is listening.
They aren't.
Make this right. Okay.
They aren't.
Make this right.
They ain't make me whole.
Yeah, dude.
But no,
Felder needs his hole.
Listen, I wish I could get something out of that hole right now.
I thought you told us you were good. I thought you evacuated.
It's back to bad.
Mm.
It's like a roller coaster. I think it might work on the lunar cycle.
Oh, you're pooping with the moon.
Yeah, man.
Moon poops.
Full moon, it's coming out. Rest of the time, no go.
You got a whole different kind of moon crew.
Yeah, dude. This is like my period.
Moon poo.
It's not okay.
What?
What?
I don't think it's the same. I'm just trying to save you from the angry voicemails. It's not the same.
No, it's what? Not. We're not saying it's the same.
I'm not.
He's not also blaming the tides.
I'm not like equivocating.
336-448-3607.
I'm not equivocating not this with same. What we're together. I'm just saying
it's
that
not
I think
the same.
I think he's there's something a... beyond me that's operating and managing my body.
Yeah, he's on a lunar cycle, a pooner cycle.
Yeah. A pooper cycle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, full moon? I can't think of something that rhymes.
I got something I need to get off my chest to tell her that may or may not put him in a better mood.
Probably not.
Okay.
There was a discussion on one of the social media sites. I can't really keep up anymore. About when you send a Christmas card or a holiday card to someone and they don't send one back.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So I just need to let you know, and look, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus in my own household, but I was not in charge of the holiday cards this year, the Hartzell family holiday cards.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't something that I volunteered for. That was something that someone else volunteered for. Here's my point. We never did a holiday card. It never happened.
Ooh.
There was no, like, normally we're like, let's
yeah,
do
I know.
Let's do a New Year's card, okay? All right, well, it's as we're recording the show, we are 2.5 weeks into the new year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening. So yeah. I just want to clear the record to you, Felder.
So that you can keep getting a card from
Yes. You sent us a holiday card. We, the Hartzell family, did not generate a holiday card. Had we created one, had we sent one, you would have received one, but nobody got one because one was not made. One was not created. And again, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm just, I don't want to get eliminated from the Felder holiday card list.
Jenner, yeah. Just say yes or no, and I will know which one.
Blink twice.
I want you to know that I value you as a friend. And
Jen,
I don't want to be eliminated from future holiday cards.
Wow. Felder, I don't do a card. If I did, you would get one. If you don't want to send me one because I don't send one, that is absolutely okay.
Fine. I understand. And here's the thing. Like, it's fine. The thing for me is just by the way, I'm doing the voicemails right now. I just look at, like, we had this discussion online. Was it Cam, I believe, was part of the discussion.
Is this on X.com?
I believe so. And he...
Okay, I was wondering why. I don't... It's at server.bluesky.social.
And I have it as well.
For card discussions with me.
But no, we... It literally was just like... I was like, yo, dude, like... There's this whole just for the record, it does cost money. Mm-hmm. Like it costs money, and it costs money. And I do it, like I know that my aunt loves getting, like, she loves when we send her a Christmas card. She doesn't do a Christmas card. It's just her. She lives by herself. She's an old lady. That's fine.
I've been thinking that Chelsea and I need to do a Christmas card, but not, I think it's a little awkward because we don't have kids, and I don't want to do a dog card because that just seems like way too much fucking work or not enough payoff, and for people to just like make fun of me for doing that in the first place. I'm not going to do that, but I did think this year, I was like, maybe we should get some stock cards.
You could
and
do
just
that.
Write a little personal message to everyone that, you know, and honestly, our list wouldn't be long. There'd be maybe 15 people that would get a card, but like 15
man.
Families. But I got a small circle, Felder. I'm not a social butterfly like you. But I think we'll do that next year if we don't, unless we are pregnant or something, then we'll do a different type of card. But like,
sure.
Until we have kids, I don't want to do a picture because I don't know.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah, when Chelsea and I take pictures, we just recreate the thing that Kate McKinnon and Zach Galifianakis did in that one movie. Like, we're always doing, like, back-to-back farts and stuff like that. You know, like, it's just... And no one wants to see that on their Christmas card. No one's going
to
put that on their fridge.
I would love to put that on my refrigerator.
It's like a fart transplant.
So I got a new question. When do I take these things down, dude?
Oh, they're not?
No, they're up still.
All our shit's down. Everything.
No. All the Christmas shit, like, decoration
cards too
stuff.
Are down for us.
But the cards are still up.
Yeah, no, cards went down on Three Kings Day. Everything, Three Kings Day. Bye-bye.
So, I think I'm going to leave them up through her birthday. Because sure. The people that are going to come over for her birthday are people that sent us cards. And so I'm going to leave them up so you get that, like, that couple clout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
You get that couple clout. Right? Like, you get that, like, they're going to come up. They're going to come in the kitchen. I don't know why, but they will. I'm for sure. They're going to go into the kitchen. And they're going to be, like, looking at the fridge. I'm looking at the fridge. And then they're going to look for
their... Look at me. I'm looking at the fridge.
And they're going to see their card and be like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to... Look, there's levels to this.
Or they're not going to see their card and they're going to be like, damn, we're fucking up. We gotta.
I don't think
we gotta do better.
Or they will realize that the person they put in charge of cards didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of cards. Just for the record.
Well, I think that's one of the takeaways. One of the many takeaways I've had during an extended holiday break at home with my kids, who, by the way, are on a 2-hour delay again today.
Again
today. They were on a 2-hour delay.
Even Davey was back to normal.
They were on a 2-hour delay yesterday. School was canceled on Monday. School was canceled on Tuesday.
Side roads, bro. I don't know how they do things down in Mech, but like we've got some. They never scraped my road. Like the only reason my road is clear in any spots is because of direct sunlight and salt.
I still got salt. A salt strip running down the middle of my road. I had to take my car to get a car wash because I was like, this can't stay on my car.
Yeah,
right. It's filthy.
We didn't see a plow until Monday.
No plow. No, I didn't see a plow, but I did they did treat the roads.
Hartsel's like a main. You're out in the sticks, but like that road, there's a lot of people that live on Hartsel's Road.
Yeah, it's like a speed limit 45 and 55 in some areas. So yeah,
it's a long road. A lot of people use it to get to the highway. So like, without giving out his location, like it's the fact that they didn't get out there till Monday is telling. Of how,
and then we have a new storm system coming in.
Let's go. Yep. Let's go.
What's happening with it, though? Hartsel, give me the deets.
I don't trust
because I can't tell. Well, I can't tell it with this one.
It depends on the track. Like the temperatures are there. It's gonna be dangerously cold next week. So it's all about just the trough and the track. Like if there's precipitation,
I'm gonna get a bloody nose again.
Like, have you guys seen the lows for next week?
Yes.
I mean, the highs are going to be like 31.
Yeah.
34. You're talking about like wind chill, single digit, lows like in the teens. It's going to be a thing. So the temperature will be there. It's just a matter of, and Felder, all this stuff we talk about, man, Charlotte just doesn't get snow. Even when there's snow, by
it's
the
supposed
time
to it, snow on Tuesday.
By the time it hits the ground, it's not snow. It's like freezing rain or sleet. Y'all just don't
so many icicles.
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday night. I've seen Wednesday.
That's
a lot happening.
This is insane. Like,
let's go.
I feel like I haven't taught school in a month and a half. Like we went on Wednesday last week for our first day, okay? Then I teach on Monday and Wednesdays. Then on Monday, class was canceled because of snow. Wednesday, yesterday, we had class. This coming Monday, you're now hearing this in the future, mm-hmm. This is the past, is Martin Luther King Day, so we have no class. Fitz knows on fucking Tuesday and Wednesday we're not going to have class. I have an 8-week audio production class that I'm teaching. We will be almost halfway and have met twice if this happens. Fuck. Fuck.
Good grief. Dude, it's, yeah. That's wild. Like, that's...
Yeah, so we're good for the weekend, though. There was original talk about this weekend, though. We got rain up here.
Weekend's supposed to be nice.
Saturday, 49, 64% chance. Sunday, 41, 59% chance.
Supposed to just rain on Sunday. 51, 48 is what I'm seeing for me.
I got nothing for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Hartzell, what are you seeing?
I mean, they don't
know. Who are you tracking with?
No. They don't know. I've started following a couple of, like, meteorologists, like homegrown meteorologists that are just, they've got, like, these models.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, dude, are you kidding me? Check out my boy Brad Panovich, dog.
Brad is one of the, we've had Brad on CSN before. He's great.
That's, you know, we go to the same pool.
Well, I respect the hell out of that. Brad is the guy who's like, look, we're not going to get 3 inches of snow. We're going to get maybe an inch. He's the guy who's like, you know, like tempering expectations.
Calm down.
Yeah, correct. Everybody else out there.
Calm down. It's okay.
Everybody else out there is like, yo.
You're talking about Lainey Pope?
Yo, we're going to get 8 inches. No, I'm talking about people that aren't on TV. I'm talking about people who are just running models and looking at like, Euro, GFS, blah, 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 you know, that type of stuff.
I will say this. I do love that on Spectrum, on the weather on the ones, they do run. They show you the Euro model, the GFS model, and the American model.
You talking about Ariella Scalise?
She gone, bro. She been gone.
No. I don't have Spectrum no more. You guys have different Spectrum news people than I have, too.
Ariella Scalise wasn't the Charlotte weather lady?
She's been gone for a while.
Yeah. No, we have Noel Ream.
Okay.
Matthew East, Jeff Crum, but our weather stops.
These
like
are
when,
great names.
Yeah, our weather stops names. Underneath you guys. Am I too hot, by the way?
We had a guy named Monty Montello. I don't know what happened to him. Monty Montevello?
Because you guys' weather is linked to Raleigh, right?
Nah, bro.
Your spectrum's not linked to Raleigh. You have your own thing?
It's Piedmont Triad. Raleigh.
It's
yeah.
just Triad. Okay, because ours goes all the way to Asheville and Boone.
Shout out to Monty Montello. I don't know where he's at these days, but there's no way that's his real name. No chance.
Monty Montello.
Matthew East, Noel Ream, and
we got anybody
Jeff
up at
Crumb.
Learfield using something different, Hartzell? You don't have to say who they are. I don't think so.
What do you mean using something different?
A different name. An on-air moniker.
Not in this building. We have broadcasters at schools that have on-air.
Yeah, I know that.
I
remember there was one former host who used a different name.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not there anymore.
What if I just changed?
But he didn't use his name around the office. He only used the different name on air.
Yeah, pro move.
Yeah. I sent you the voicemails, by the way.
I have them. There's four in the hopper.
There we go. No, I went to a dance, it's not a recital, it was a dance showcase.
It's not a boat.
How long was it?
Ooh. 2 hours. My niece did 4 dances.
That's what's up.
It felt a lot like a swim meet where my kid does 4 races, but you're there for the entire time. And unlike it, like with swim, because she has her winter swim meet is the first weekend of February, and I already emailed the coach. I can volunteer. Like, I want to be one of the timers, because sitting down and just watching, I can't do that. I cannot. I will not. But literally, the dance showcase was awesome. My niece is a freaking star, dude. Like, come and get this little caramel queen. Like, she is killing it. Like, I'm not joking. She is so good. Like, she's serving phase. She's making all the moves. She did tap. She did, I think it was jazz. I'm not sure. You could see it in her face that she. I'm sitting in the balcony, dude, second level, and I can see it. I could, because of like the exaggerated like makeup and the facial action, I can see that like she's like when she's dancing hip hop, she's on a different planet. It's amazing. I love it. It was great. We had a great time. And we were there from, 2:30 to 4:30, and we came home and had dinner. It was nice. It was good. It's a very, it's a different world, but it's a very, I guess this, the thing that I'm realizing is, all this shit is the same, dude. Right?
What you mean?
Dance, there's 40... I can't call them events. There's 40 songs or 40 numbers, I guess is what you call them, right? Like a dance number? Yes, there's 40 of them. She's in four of them. She's in four of them. And with swim, obviously, it's a little bit, it's longer depending on who they're swimming with or against. Mm-hmm. Because in swim, there can be 70 events. But there's also if you have 70 events and there's 5 heats for each event, that's how much there is. And so, but the parents all have, they have suitcases at dance, which it makes sense because dance is not at a pool. Right?
Yeah, that is accurate.
So my sister-in-law has a bag that opens up like it's a closet.
Shorty, what you got in that bag?
A bunch of costumes and makeup. It opens up. Have you seen the new baseball bags? Mm-hmm. You have?
Yeah, we have one. I mean, it's
you got
ours
one?
Ours is an Amazon version. I mean, it's not like
bougie. You got one that clips onto the fence, yes. And then opens up like a closet. Yeah. Yeah. It's got the bat holders on the side.
It's pretty sweet, man.
It's awesome. So they all have those, a very similar type, but for dance, with shelves inside of it.
Damn.
And then they also bring a suitcase if they have big costume changes.
That's cool because as a father of two boys, this is not a lifestyle that I know anything about. So
right,
very
so it's pretty dope. Again, she is very good, and this was a showcase, and the showcase is to get ready. They have to go to Myrtle Beach, Nashville, Orlando. I think somewhere in Virginia to compete. Hmm. And we're watching. So the showcase, they show you the dances that they're going to do for the season. And I'm watching some of these other teams. And my wife was like, that was really good. And I was like, it was not good. Did you see how their foot went over the blocking edge of the stage? If this stage didn't have the thrust, they would have fallen off the stage. That's bad. You lose points for that.
Yep.
You lose that. You lose for that. Because if you fall off
demerit.
The stage, if you fall off the stage, you're in trouble.
You should shout that.
No, because these people's, everybody's parents are there, and I brought flowers. And
parents got to know.
Yeah. Oh, the parents
know.
Kid
ain't great.
The parents do know. The parents absolutely know. They know.
Your kid is cool. They're the weird one.
The parents know. But yeah, and these kids, there's some of these girls are doing no-handed cartwheels. And back walkovers. And I'm like, you're 8. It's sick, dude. So I gave her flowers. Literally, and I put them in a pink vase because I think she's got a pink room, if I'm not mistaken. And I also said, don't give me this vase back because I don't want it. We've had this vase for years. And I said, here's the right time to give her this vase.
Mm-hmm.
And also not have it be here.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. It's awesome. But again, it's like swim because with swim, for Christmas, Savannah got all this swim shit. But it's all their bags are book bags that they put on and they completely zip and the whole deal. And then they have the suitcase that that has costumes in it. And then my kid has this like mesh TYR bag so that everything just washes out.
Ah, interesting.
Yes.
That's how they make swim bags, huh?
Yes. They all clip them on the side of the pool on the deck, and literally, like, you put your cap in, you put this in, you put that in, and it'll just wash out. It'll just, you can wear it in the shower if you want.
Nope.
She has these towel pants. Did I tell you guys about these?
No.
Your mind is blown.
Towel pants. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
So she has these pants that are a towel.
Oh, wild. I'm seeing a picture of these.
You're yes. A towel.
Yeah, she has pants that are a towel because she's doing winter swim. And so when she walks out of the pool, it's cold out. So she puts on her towel pants. She also has a towel sweatshirt too. Towel hoodie. Because she doesn't want to put on a jacket. She doesn't want to put on like a coat. She just puts on the towel pants, towel hoodie, gets in the car. Car doesn't get wet. We're good to go. Yes, towel pants, my man.
Wow.
But it was really cool to see my, you know, to see my niece go out and do her thing.
Towel pants.
Yes.
What a time to be alive. You know, there was just a dad or a mom, whoever, like, called insane because they made these things out of old towels.
Out of
and
old towels.
They were
towels.
Like, no. They were like, no, it's way more comfortable than a robe. I wear it back from the beach and from the pool. And they were like, no, it's super weird. And they're like, you'll see. I'm going to market it and I'm going to sell them and people will wear them. And Sharks. That mom or dad is peacocking so hard now. In towel pants all the time.
Here's the thing. I don't even think it was them walking home from the pool to the beach. I think they got tired of how wet, especially if they had cloth interior of their car.
Yeah.
They got tired of it. And they were like, we got to do something about this.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, look, I got you a robe. You have a robe. You don't want to wear the robe. The robe also doesn't fit well with the, got it. No problem. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take this towel. I'm going to cut it up. It's got to be a mom. It has to be a mom.
It's a mom.
Or a dad that sews.
It's a dad that sews. Maybe a single dad. I don't know. It's a parent. It's a parent.
It's a parent kids. Who got tired of a thing.
Yes. Yes.
And was like, I'm going to fix this myself.
Right.
And it's a great fix.
In my dream, it's a combination idea.
It's a family that's like, hey, we can't, this can't be it.
Yeah. And there's got to be something more.
And I'm thinking somewhere cold too. I'm thinking somewhere cold because
this is a Michigan mom or Michigan dad.
Minnesota.
Like Minnesota, North Dakota, like, South
it's
Dakota.
It's someone where when they get their kid from swim, the kid drips on the cloth. Backseat of a minivan is what I'm thinking. But it's so cold that those drips, they freeze.
Yeah.
It freezes
yes.
on it's the bad. Cloth, and then in the afternoon, they have a wet bench seat of a minivan.
Yes.
Because in my mind, they've got two kids.
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah, they got multiples.
This so is when a
they
busy go to pick family,
them,
you know what
when
I mean?
When they go to pick them up from school.
Always on the go.
Always on the go. When they go to pick them up from school, mm-hmm. that back seat is wet. Mm. And they're like, how do we fix this?
Yeah.
Towels. So they probably started out by just laying the towels out.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
No.
We got to get him from the pool into the car. And you got to walk in the parking lot for that. How do we fix this? You know what? I'm going to turn these towels into pants.
Yep.
Towel pants. And it's towel probably pants. Started out, they just wrapped them around the legs.
Yeah. And they're like, let's sew these.
They're like, let's just sew these.
Yeah.
Rick, I got a plan. What?
Yes.
What if we, you've been wrapping the girls' legs in towels, right?
Yeah.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if I sewed them and they could just put them on?
Boom.
Brilliant.
This is why
and
I married
Rick,
you.
Rick goes, what about some elastic in there so they stay
Whoa!
Up?
Oh, full of ideas, oh. These two.
Oh, we're killing it.
Yeah.
Rick and...
Stretchy pants are my favorite.
Rick and... Give me a name, Harzel. What's the wife's name?
Julie.
Rick and Julie. Yep. Thank you so much for the towel pants.
Thank you, Rick and Julie.
It's great, dude. I got nothing from a yard standpoint, by the way.
Nah, man, mine's frozen.
I'm going to put a call to action to our listeners. I got something. We are in the process of... and when I say we, I mean me. Okay? Your boy.
Me is in the process of...
converting our chicken coop from pine shavings on the floor to sand.
Uh-huh.
I would like to hear if there are chicken owners or folks who were chicken owners in a previous part of their life. To
not
call,
chicken heads, right? We don't
not chicken,
say that.
I mean, if you want to call in with some stories from your time as a chicken head, you can do that too. But I want to hear from people who have converted their chicken coop from one like base to sand. I've read really good things about sand, okay?
I just did a cursory check.
Okay.
Sand is the best bedding out there, and you're making a huge mistake if you're using anything other for your chicken.
Well, that's what I am in the process of realizing because we are deep cleaning this thing, and it's like, yo, this is disgusting. There's got to be a better way. 336-448-3607. That is our phone number. Call in. Leave us a voicemail. How do you feel about sand in the chicken coop? As a way to, you know, let these chickens live their best life and, frankly, to prevent what I am discovering during the deep cleaning, which is the just the filth and disgusting, like, just matted shit pile that is our chicken coop. So, yes, please call in and let me know if I'm making a mistake or if you endorse this method. Thank
I'm
you.
Seeing. I am seeing coarse grain sand makes excellent chicken coop bedding, not play sand or
no,
beach sand.
It's too fine. Yeah. So I got a cubic yard of sand yesterday.
Okay. So you've already made a decision.
I've already made the decision, but I want to know from people that are like that have actually lived the life, what's in store for me. By the way, a cubic yard. That's not like literally a ton. But it's a lot. A cubic yard of sand.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I have that much sand. And I'm moving it manually.
You got a wheelbarrow, though.
I have a wheelbarrow. I've got a John Deere, like, little cart that I can tow behind my lawnmower. Like, I got stuff. But, you know, this is one of those ideas that, like everything else, I don't want to over exaggerate, but when I say like, hey, we are doing this. No.
You're doing it. You're going to get strong though, dude.
Dude, the entire right side of my body from my shoulder all the way down to the bottom of my ass cheek is just very sore.
You don't alternate?
I've been alternating, but it's been the raking, dude. The raking. Raking.
You don't alternate with raking?
I've been raking out of the coop. I think I've just, obviously I overdid it on one side.
You default to your lead hand. That's
what
you
get. Need to get worked out, man.
I'm going to tell you this. I am.
Get that thing rubbed out.
I am.
The muscle.
I'm confident in this. And
calm down. It's okay.
I am confident in saying this. Shout out to anyone else that's a left-hander. Left-handers, I think, are far more adept at alternating. Watching right-handed people try to do things in a left-handed way is hilarious because y'all suck at it. Like, truly, I think being a left-hander is a blessing because you do have to learn. I have to learn everything you have to learn the way you do it, and then I have to fix it backwards for myself. Call in 336-448-3607 if you're a left-hander and you agree with me. Like, it is, that's the reality. I can use scissors with both of my hands. There is no shot that you could use scissors with your left hand.
That's accurate.
I can throw a baseball accurately with both hands.
No, I can't.
I can use a rake with both hands.
The rake, I mean, yeah, I can. I mean, I can do that, but you know, obviously, but right, right hand dominant. Yeah.
Yeah, you default to the right hand. I'm just saying. I think that that's it's a blessing in disguise. It sucks, like when you have to learn it, but I can do it. Like, it's hard to learn. And I only realized this when I was trying to teach my kid how to do stuff. Because I was showing her the way that I do it, which is left-handed. And then I realized I have to show her right-handed. And I was like, oh, I can just do it this way. Because I've already, that's the way that I learned. And then I had to learn, I had to take it back to where I felt more comfortable. I think that's a real thing. Like, I had to, like, when they're teaching you, like, any skill, they teach you right-handed. It's super discriminatory, personally, but, you know, you learn and then you learn the way that you have to actually do it. Like, whether it's catching a baseball or kicking a soccer ball. Then you finally learn that, like, oh, I'm super more dominant with this hand. If I just take that skill, flip it over, mirror it, if you will.
Flip it and reverse it.
Yep. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. By the way, speaking of which, thanks to my new health insurance, I might be flipping and reversing it at the YMCA.
Bro, the Y is where it's at. You will not find somebody who is a bigger YMCA endorser than your boy here.
I got a free Metro membership.
Do it.
The Y is probably 6 minutes from my house. They have classes this is what I've been thinking about. They got classes that start at like 5:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I can get up, go to a class, come home. I mean, get up, go to a class, take a shower, come home, and still have time to make breakfast for my kid, lunch for my wife. And
my wife,
take my kid to school.
My wife,
who I love dearly. So I'm going this Saturday to pick up the membership cards. I'm going this Saturday to pick up the membership cards.
You getting a branch membership or just the one?
No. What did I just say?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Server, what did I say?
Got a free Metro membership.
Metro membership.
So that's a branch membership.
No, it's not. No. It's a Metro membership.
For the Charlotte Metro. Yes.
That's not a branch. A branch membership is you join one YMCA.
Is that right?
Yeah, I worked at the YMCA for several years. Branch membership is one YMCA.
Put the piece away, man.
Calm down. It's okay.
No, I'm right about
that. They're calling the cops, man.
A branch membership goes to one YMCA. That branch, a metro, like think about it like a tree, right? Okay. If you have a branch, is that the whole tree? No, that's a branch. That's a branch, a branch.
We're talking about branches.
A metro membership is the whole tree.
Got it.
We're talking Siski. We're talking Children's Clyde. We're talking Harris. We're talking Harris Express. We're talking Simmons. You know your boy was on a billboard for the YMCA?
You talking about, are we talking about Wayne Cook now?
No, I'm talking about me. Woo. I was on a billboard on the highway. They did a photo shoot of me, and they said, Michael Felder, H2O hero.
Hartzell, did you ever have on your bingo card of life having two friends who bragged about being on billboards?
No.
Me neither. I didn't either.
I'm just saying. I know what a branch membership is versus what a Metro membership is. And a Metro membership, correct me if I'm wrong, server, is what I said.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's what she said. You had said that.
So I'm going to go get our membership. I was listening. I'm going to go get our membership started. on Saturday. I already looked up the class schedules. Your boy's going to be, it's like, it's...
What classes? Talk to me about these classes.
Athletic conditioning.
Okay.
That's the one that fits into my, that's the one that, hang on, let me pull it up. I'm not going to tell people what YMCA I'm going to.
Boop, boop.
But I got the daily schedule, baby. Because they have cycle. Here's a problem. Cycle goes from 6:15 to 7. That's not enough time for me to take a shower and get back and get my kid to school on time.
Yes, Cuban B.
Cuban B. But here's the other thing, though. I could drop my kid off, come home, run to the Y, and then do like deep water cardio or something.
What if the YMCA is the secret place that you can take a dump without any problems?
It probably is. And it's not secret.
Young man.
Are you kidding me? When I used to go to... it's fun to stay at the YMCA. When I used to go to spin in Chicago, that's absolutely where I went to the bathroom.
I don't fuck with spin classes, dude.
Oh, I love spin.
Why?
I love a class. I don't
too
like
much
the
yelling.
I hate the Peloton.
Yeah, I don't enjoy the bike as an exercise.
You don't like it getting up in there?
Vehicle. Nope. I'm cool with floor exercises like, you know, body pump, metabolic effect, things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know, like getting a nice pump on with something stuck up your gooch, man.
Floor classes. I'm
athletic
good with that.
Athletic conditioning. They got an athletic conditioning class that starts at 5:45.
That sounds aggressive.
Why?
Just that's a lifestyle, man.
How?
5:45 a.m.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Done it. I've done this my whole life.
Okay.
His lifestyle determines his death style.
Hang on a second. There's an asterisk there. Asterisk. You've done this your whole life. You haven't gone to a YMCA in how long?
I haven't gone to a YMCA in... since maybe 2011.
Okay, 2010. So let's just back up a little bit here. You haven't been doing this, quote unquote, your whole life. 5:45 a.m. workout classes at the Y. Felder, that's a culture, man. That is a subculture.
But I also, here's the thing. But you're, hang on. I did go to metabolic consistently early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I did that from 2016 through 2018 until we moved to Chicago. And then in Chicago, I did go to basically a athletic club. What was it called? West Loop Athletic Club. I did that consistently. I had to get on the bus to get there by 6 o'clock to start my spin class.
Hop on the bus, Gus.
Yeah. Don't be coy, Roy. Okay?
Wow.
Drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. You think I don't know that song?
I know you fuck with Paul Simon pretty hard.
Make a
man.
New plan, Stan.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
You don't need to discuss much. Yep.
Yeah. Got it. So here's what we got. I mean, we got, it's either I do athletic conditioning.
Hang on a sec. Are you going to be in the vest for these classes?
I think I start out just doing the class, but yes, the vest will become a member.
You should wear the vest and your Bane mask.
Oh, dude.
Well, here's the thing. I knew I have to go see my dad and my brother. My mom's calling me. What is happening?
Why don't you
calm
mute
down.
Your mic and take
it's
this?
Okay.
You should take it.
I am going to wear the vest, though.
All right, mute your mic. Serber, I did get a text from one Ryan Nanny who listened to the episode of us asking Felder, hey, man, where's the, like, most awkward, uncomfortable place you could wear your vest?
Uh-huh.
He was very tickled with the idea of Felder in a vest.
Yeah. Felder's not a vest guy. First off.
The answer, Nanny answered where the most awkward place you could wear your weighted vest was.
Yeah.
A parent-teacher conference.
Oh, for sure. I don't think I would do that. Because the vest looks tactical.
Yeah, man. You're in.
Right?
You're,
you saw the pictures of it.
You're fighting the everlasting war, dude.
Yeah. The vest looks too tactical.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's a war zone up there.
Like I've just been walking. By the way, I've been cutting my times down so hard.
No.
Like I'm walking in the vest. I'm walking 15, 16 minute miles. Just walking. Started out at 18, we're down to 15, 16s now. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger.
Faster too?
Yeah. Bigger, faster, stronger. But not bigger, smaller. Weighed in 202 on Sunday.
Damn. You ain't poops. As my opa would say, he ain't poop shit.
No. They got a class called Group Power. I don't even know what that means. That sounds...
Pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on now.
No, thank you.
Group Power.
Sounds like you're gonna make me talk to people I don't know.
Oh, let me see what they don't even tell you what it is. Oh, okay, here we go. About Group Power. Combines traditional strength exercises with functional training moves to make you fitter and stronger. High rep training, athletic movements, and a periodized training approach are key components of this results-driven workout. Add to this dynamic and motivational music. I don't need the music. I might take my headphones, honestly, if I go to this stuff. And it is simply the most fun you'll have strength training. Oh, strength training, that'd be good. Because my dad won't be able to say that my arms are weak. I told you about that, right?
He says you had weak arms.
About your arms lacking?
Noodle arms?
Yeah. Dang. Like Steven Seagal arms.
That's tough.
He's like, but where are your biceps at? And I was like, damn.
Dude, Steven Seagal, you're right. He's got noodle arms.
Got them noodles, boy. Yeah, man.
Man, what a fucked up guy.
Yeah, he sucks.
You're not anything like him, but you do have his arms, I guess.
You guys want to play some voicemails and get out of here? We got, Felder, you got to catch an Uber here in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got plenty of time. My arms are weak. They're just not big. Like my dad has.
There's not a lot of definition yet.
Oh, I got definition. I'm like mad vascular.
Well, then what's the problem, man?
They're not big.
Well, bulk them up.
I know. I got to start doing these curls with the kettlebells.
You
got to
lift, bro. You got to lift.
I know. I've been lifting. I started lifting now. Now that my mom got me those kettlebells.
Start listening to The Rock social media. Get some motivation.
Taramana.
Dude. And just eating a lot of cod.
Cheat day today.
I'm going to have a bagel.
Going to have a bagel and 74 cookies.
But like...
Work hard, play hard. Okay, guys.
Can you imagine if you gave your wife kettlebells and a weighted vest like for Christmas and her birthday?
No, I could not. Unless that's something she asked for.
No, she didn't ask for it.
Man, they must have canceled one of Kristen's favorite shows or something because she was like, "I'm gonna make some new entertainment for myself."
Like if I gave Kristen like workout stuff, she'd be like, "What are you trying to?"
Oh yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Right. It's like when you get deodorant in your stocking at Christmas. Are you saying I stink?
You think I stink?
Love it every year. Gets them every time. It's a real crowd pleaser.
My mom and dad like teamed up and they were like, you know what he needs? It's workout stuff. Oh, they got me. I didn't even think about it like that. But now it's like, hang on a second. I'm the one that lost the most weight out of all of us.
Right. And they're like, man, he looked kind of slim though. Looking like Kevin Durant out there.
Yeah, we don't need a tarantula.
You don't have the Durant legs though, because you're shorts all the time. So you got to show those puppies off. You don't let them.
Oh yeah, I got my legs look good. I will say this, that little like the middle strip of my quad is insane. And Kristen saw me. I got these new underwear from Nike that are shorter than my other underwear.
And baby,
she saw my legs like muscling.
Yeah, she did.
Your legs was legging.
My legs was legging, dog. And she was like, "What is going on with those legs?" And I was like,
"Let's go."
And it wasn't in a good way. She was like, "You look like a freak,
Shorty. What you got in them legs?"
Chelsea grabbed my calf the other day, and she was like, "Wait, does it always feel like this?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, every day,
baby."
That I got this like that little tenderloin on my thigh is like
poking.
That thing pokes out, and then she saw my hip flexors, and she was like, okay. "I was like, first of all, this is the best muscle that I've ever had in my life, like for my lifetime."
Yeah,
the only muscle that I have had that has looked better than anyone's is my hip flexor, and like truly, like when I played college football, my hip flexor was at the top of the UNC football roster.
Yeah. Hips don't lie. Yeah. Right?
No, call me Shakira.
Hip don't lie. I love that song.
Oh, it's great. It's a great song. It's a great song. All right, let's play some voicemails. All right, we got two from Marquise.
Okay, well, let's play the first one.
Hey, guys. It's Marquise from 509. I'm going to preface this. I'm going to apologize now because the story might be a slight bit lengthy. So I apologize to Holly and any other listeners that think this drives home. So you guys were talking about signature dishes on your last episode and figures somebody calling a signature dish because it's the only thing they know how to cook. Mm-hmm. So there's a story in my family of when my parents first got together is my mom was, you know, figuring out how to cook. She cooked for my dad or whatever. And the one thing she could make was orange chicken or lemon pepper chicken. And dessert was always cherry cakes or cherry cakes, I think, is the pills. You can buy them at Pills in the Pillsbury box at the grocery store. So being that was the only thing she could make for a very long time is often my dad, his dad, and my mom's brother would all eat together. And so this went on for a long time. Eventually, you know, my mom is now a fairly good cook, and she makes different things or whatever. But we were having my uncle and his wife over for dinner one time, and a best friend was over who did not know this story. And we're walking to the dinner table, and my uncle asked what we were having for dinner. And my dad sarcastically says, "We're having lemon pepper chicken." And my uncle immediately turns around and says, "I will fight everybody in this house to leave right now." because my uncle to this day cannot have lemon pepper chicken because of how often my mom cooked it back in the day when she was still figuring stuff out. Love the show, guys. Let's go.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a first-time go-to for a lot of people. There was the running joke on the Everybody Loves Raymond show about the lemon pepper chicken. It was the only thing that Deborah knew how to make. That was his wife's name, I think, right?
Yeah, Deborah.
Like, that's... Yeah, man. See, I don't do it either because of working in a deli for so long. There was always lemon pepper chicken.
Always.
Like all the rotisserie chickens, but like lemon pepper chicken, a roasted garlic chicken, like those things to me, I can't know.
Yeah,
but aside from cooking it, it's also just what I got to eat. Because it's like, okay, we had these left over at the end of the night. I'm going to take a chicken home, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Dude, I told you guys. Otherwise, it's going to
get made into chicken salad. We got plenty of chicken salad.
I'm gonna
take me some chicken.
My college girlfriend, the one from Connecticut that went to BU, her mom made this mushroom chicken, and boy, no thank you. Oh my God, your boyfriend's coming over. I'll make my specialty, and I was like, this is not doing it for me. And her name actually was Deborah too.
Damn.
And it was
shout out to Everybody Loves Raymond.
Shout out. To, oh, we
is
watching
there a part
like,
two to this call?
Yeah, there's a part two.
There's a second voicemail.
There we go.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's Marquise from 509 again. Sorry for the quick callback, but I figured I'd add some context that I just thought of. Is so my parents this past year will have been here for 30 years, just to add how long it's been that my uncle refuses to eat lemon pepper chicken. And also the dessert was not cherry cakes. It was cherry chip cakes.
What is that?
Cupcakes. Love the show. Let's go.
Hang on. He said cherry chip cake.
Cake. It comes up here. And then he said cupcakes.
Okay, so it's.
I've had Betty this Crocker. Type of cake. Yeah, I've had this type of cake before.
It's a Betty Crocker, and they just make it into cupcakes instead of having a whole cake.
I'm seeing some homemade versions of it that aren't just Betty.
I'm gonna go out on a limb, and if she's making lemon pepper chicken, she's probably getting Betty Crocker.
Probably.
Just saying.
This also is probably this could be, you know, I don't know. There may be some who are more familiar with like recipe lore from history. But I bet there was a Betty Crocker book back in the day, and there's every chance that, you know, depending on the time frame of when it was happening, some people were probably cooking out of a Betty Crocker book at times, too.
Sure. Oh, dude, but
Betty Crocker was a revelation on the shelf for families, for sure.
I'll say this. I have in my possession currently, in my view currently, I think I need to put these on my shelf, actually. I have my grandma's, like, the Joy of Cooking, I have her, or not the Joy of Cooking, I think it's Better Homes and Gardens, but, like, the Encyclopedia of Cooking, like, and it comes
favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
No, these are books, dude. Like, it's like a 20-volume set of cookbooks for entertaining.
Yeah.
It's sick, dude. Like, it is... I was like, this is coming home with me, and I'm going to keep it. But also, one of the coolest things about me, like, in my life, my kid gets fed food that's made in the same cast iron that my dad ate out of.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
I'd love it. Like, it's...
I wish I had my papaw's cast iron. Someone else got it, and I won't get it, but
yeah,
that would have been cool.
The Dutch oven and the skillet. Like, my kid, like, every Friday, she has fries that come out of there. When we do mac and cheese, that mac and cheese comes out of that Dutch oven. When we do whatever, like, it all comes out of there. And it, she gets
I do
to,
know.
Like, have that piece of, like, something from, like, 1960.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
I do know my Aunt May has my Granny Cerber's cast iron pan from...
Is one of her nephews a Spider-Man?
No, man. No, but I do actually have an Aunt May. It's my great Aunt May, and it's my papaw's sister, and she has Granny Cerber's cast iron.
Nice.
I don't know who will get that, because she doesn't have a daughter, and Arville doesn't seem like one that would cook for himself.
So just go get it.
I know, like, but also, hey, Aunt May, don't die.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I got mine before
I think that's,
my...
who knows what will happen to that cast iron?
I got mine before my grandmother passed away because it's too heavy.
Yeah.
It's super, like, I got the Dutch oven first, and then she was like, take these up, and then when I was bringing them, like, I think it was either, like, Thanksgiving or I went over to go shopping for them in Fayetteville, she was like, take these two, and I did send one to my Uncle Jeffrey. He has one. My dad's brother has one. And then I have the other one, but it just got too heavy for her to like, even like, I keep mine out on the stove all the time. And she was like, it got too heavy to like get out of the cabinet and then got too heavy to move around on the stove. They're heavy.
Well, not only that, dude, we've all had grandparents and parents over the age of 75, probably as our listeners here, like them people don't eat.
No, not like that.
They don't eat. Like, why was she even going to use a cast iron pan? She couldn't. She wasn't going to make enough food to justify that anyway.
Exactly.
Like, I never saw my grandmother, after she turned, like, 75, 76 years old, eat more than, like, when, like, we would have sandwiches. She would have a piece of bread with butter on it.
Yeah. No, I...
And, like, maybe one piece of thin slice of meat. And she'd be like, ooh, I'm stuffed.
Look, I used to go to Fayetteville, and the three things I did when I went to Fayetteville. One, I would go and make sure that they had everything they needed from like Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would go to the movie theater and pick up. We had these, shout out to Carmike Cinemas. Yes. They have the buckets with a lid on them of popcorn. Yep. You get a bucket for a year and you just show up, you pay a couple bucks and you get fresh popcorn from the movie theater.
Yes.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And then I would go to whatever they wanted to have for dinner, whether it was like, they really, you know what they really liked? Sandwich. Or excuse me, Witch.
I've never been there, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
Don't you write your order on a paper and send it down a line or something?
Yes. And I completely was like, I don't know how the fuck to do this.
Right.
So I had to learn. They liked Witch and Arby's. And they liked Burger King breakfast.
Mm.
Wow. The croissant witch, I guess?
The croissant witch. Yeah, boy. And the little mini hash rounds.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever had that. Hartzell?
No.
Yeah. No, I've never had Burger King breakfast. Never.
Croissant-wich, dude. Yeah. Croissant-wich.
Is it good?
Pass.
Why are you going to pass? You never had it.
You know what ain't bad?
We don't have good Burger Kings here, man.
I don't know about that now. University Parkway Burger King double whopper slaps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, get you a gummy and go get a fucking whopper. The Wendy's breakfast sandwich, like the bacon. I got the bacon, egg, and cheese without cheese breakfast sandwich for a fast food breakfast sandwich. And I had the option of all the fast food places, and there's no Biscuitville or Bojangles. That's where I would go.
Right, but the good thing is there is a Biscuitville and a Bojangles.
There is, yeah. But yeah. I was on the road, and this was not the case. I didn't know where.
I'm not fucking with Wendy's breakfast.
It wasn't bad.
They brought it into the office one time when I was at Stadium, and I was like, "Y'all think this is good?"
No, I did not say it was good. It was okay.
I just am not like I don't eat fast food anyways, but. If I'm going to have fast food for breakfast, it's going to be Biscuitville or Bojangles. Otherwise, I'll just be hungry, which is what I am every day anyways. All right, Hartzell, what do we got? We got
I got Randy and Logan.
Let's go, Randy.
What's up, Rando?
Hey, it's Randy in Ann Arbor calling about how you kind of come up with a recipe. I had never thought of looking at multiple sources. That's the idea I'll probably start instituting for myself. What I generally do is find the best, most highly rated recipe for whatever it is I'm trying to cook, and make sure that it's got enough ratings. So like 4.9 out of 3,000 reviews is better than 5.0 for 4 reviews, you know what I mean? But find the best one I can. Cook it, possibly using substitute ingredients because I don't always have everything.
Sure.
Cook it, and then see what I like about it and then make any changes as necessary and just kind of incrementally hone it until it's just the way I want it.
Yep.
Let's go.
Ready? You're not wrong. I do think that looking at multiple sources is good. That's how I've honed in on my, like, and then you do have to hone that recipe to what you want. Because I told you guys about my banana bread situation, right?
I don't remember this.
My kid doesn't like the crispy parts.
Yes. Okay, I remember this now. Sorry.
And so there's the two things that I have changed completely from any recipe I find online is I melt the butter and then put the melted butter in there. And then I also keep it covered the entire cook. Until the very last 5 minutes. So it never gets hard on the edges, but it does cook all the way through.
Yeah.
But you have to like trial and error that shit, man. That's how it works. Man.
Did I tell you, I put down some serious quan on some new saucepans.
Nice. What kind?
I got some all clads.
Are those like anodized?
This is stainless. It's
stainless.
Like,
okay.
This is stainless, but like the feeling in your hand of this thing. Dude, it cooks so evenly and well, and like, I don't know. I felt when I was using it, I was using the best thing I'd ever used.
Dude, that's great. I've got stainless steel as well. I have stainless steel, and I also have some of those like anodized ones.
So tell me about the anodized. What's the? I'll try and drop the link for what I got in the doc here. What's the deal with the anodized? What's different?
They are not stainless. They are stick free.
Uh huh. No coating though. Do they have a coating?
Not like not like Teflon.
Right.
It's aluminum. And I got them from Cuisinart.
I've got some Cuisinart stuff, which I really like.
It's been treated with an electrochemical process to create a durable, corrosion-resistant finish. So, yeah. I've got those from Cuisinart. I've got Cuisinart stainless as well. And I love the stainless. The stainless, but the stainless is for when I'm doing business, dude. Like, when I'm... Like, I love using them, like, when I'm, like, hey, you know what? I'm in a really good mood today. I'm going to get this fish on this stainless. I'm going to make sure this stainless is buttered up, and we're good to go. But I love both of them. Like, they're both good sets, and then obviously I have the cast irons as well. So I have three different types of cookware. I don't have any ceramic.
I don't have any of that, but I've known people that have, and it seemed nice, but I don't know the...
Yeah, I don't need it.
I just dropped the link in the doc under dance recital.
Oh,
again.
Williams-Sonoma. Look at you.
Dude, they closed the Williams-Sonoma in the Winston-Salem Mall, and our mall has officially become, and pardon my language here, a total shithole.
Yeah, these are nice. Yeah, those are nice, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, those are nice. That's nice. All right, Hartzell, let's play the last one.
Play the last voicemail? Yeah, sure.
This is Logan up in the 260. I just wanted to follow up from last week's episode. There was somebody who was asking about how to become a kind of a better cook. And my best recommendation is just get out there on the internet, find some recipes that maybe you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
Ones that you've never made before. Say you love pad thai, look up a pad thai recipe and figure out how to make it. And the more time that you spend working with more dishes and more ingredients, that's how you're going to get to a spot where you can make your own stuff. I don't really think that anyone has a recipe that they just like kind of like cooked off their own head. Pretty much everyone is like just tweaking stuff they found online or something that someone shared with them or taught them. But if you want to become a good cook, just push yourself a little bit and try some stuff you've never tried before. You know, pizza is always an option if you fuck it up real bad. but if you're trying to become a good cook, just like try new stuff, you know. I love Felder's option of like his idea of like when I want to make something, I find like three different recipes. That's pretty cool. That's a good idea. But if you're kind of a newbie and you're just like figuring it out, follow other people's recipes. And eventually I think you'll start to see how the pieces kind of all work together.
Yeah.
And you'll become more confident in how to tweak it and make recipes your own and make things to your own taste and add your own flavor to it. So, yeah. Get in there, try some stuff out, and let's grow.
Let's grow. I think he's right, dude, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Bro, looking at this food you sent me.
Yeah.
Yes, he is right.
The problem is that groceries and ingredients are really expensive. And that's why HelloFresh and all of these, you know, meal kit spots are so popular.
Are they still popular?
I feel like
I listen to podcasts a lot. I feel like I've seen like a very severe drop off in them advertising.
Okay. Well, same. I mean, maybe, but I feel like that the reason they exist and the reason they have done well, maybe they're not doing well anymore, but the reason they did well is because they're portioning out ingredients that are like, hey, cook for one, cook for two.
Yeah, but that's not... I don't want to. No, because I know we probably have listeners that do use those, and I'm not going to insult them.
If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. It's an on ramp to, like.
It's not
cooking.
No, it's not.
Okay. Not for you. Okay, set yourself aside.
Put yourself in someone else.
Okay.
No, right. It's how is it? How is it an on ramp to cooking if you just are following?
There's no experimentation with that.
Right. There's no substitution. There's no make do with what you have.
Here's the thing. How is it different than takeout?
It's down to the person.
It's down to how the person applies it, man.
It's takeout that you have to put together yourself.
I think a better way to look at
it's fucking Legos.
Okay.
Is if you approach it with a mind of experimentation of let me see what they gave me. I don't necessarily have to make all of this or make exactly what they told me. They've now given me this set of ingredients. Now let me make something out of it. That isn't a bad way to go about it.
But that's not what people do.
I don't know. Maybe some people do that. I don't know. I don't want to. I would like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not. You go to the goddamn fucking grocery store, get some fucking cumin, get some fucking flank steak, get some fucking oregano, get some fucking cilantro, whatever.
Yeah, man, they don't know.
Buy some taco shells. Get some fucking tortillas. Toast the fucking corn tortillas in the thing, in the oven. Make tacos. Put some onion on it. Some salsa.
I know. I don't.
It's not fucking hard.
I don't think everybody can put that together so easily.
I don't think people want to.
Yeah.
They like that it comes to them in a package, and I know I open this thing, and then I dump it in here, and then I open this thing, and I put it in here, and
it's okay. It's
also 30 minutes.
But you know what? It's also people. A lot of people need the no thought aspect of it too.
I get that. That's fine.
A lot of people need to not have to think about dinner and the inspiration being there for them, so they can deal with the other shit they have to think about the rest of the time.
I totally agree.
My issue with the HelloFresh stuff is I think the quality of the ingredients, because I've seen this stuff, is really, really subpar. This is not good produce. This is not good meat. This is not good dried goods. Like, this is just the quality level. You should have a higher level. You can make all the stuff that's in that, but you should go get better quality ingredients than what they're providing.
Sure.
Especially for the price that they're charging.
I don't think it's a gateway to cooking. I don't think it is.
It could be if it was used properly, but I don't think it's being promoted in the way that I've said. Let me use this like a chopped situation where I've got to make something out of this stuff.
Right. No, it's a... They have fucking... It's the fucking McDonald's shit of like, here's a picture. Do it this, and then do it this. It's not. And that's fine. It's fine that it's not.
But it ain't for you.
It's fine that it's not. Okay. But you don't get to tell me that you made this thing.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I tried.
All I'm saying, Felder, it's not a gateway
to cooking.
Okay, all right.
If you don't have to think about it, you don't, like, come on, man. Your mom cooks, right, Steven?
I'm not.
Your mom cooks, right?
Dude, you're not listening.
Your mom cooks.
Does your mother sew? Boom, get her to sew that. Hard right turn. Hartzell had me giggling last night because I was watching Bulls highlights, and I just kept hearing in my head, Billy Donovan.
Yes.
I was just in my living room like a psycho last night at 11 o'clock by myself, cackling like an insane person, thinking of my buddy Hartzell saying, say it.
This is Gators head coach Billy Donovan.
Yes. Billy Donovan.
So, look, I didn't mean to insult anybody. I don't think it's like a gateway into cooking. I don't think that's the on-ramp that you should get off on.
Yeah, in other words.
That's not how it gets down.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Calm down, it's okay.
Just, like, for me, I just... Anyway. Like, your mom cooks, right, Steven?
All the time.
Right. The way that your kids are... Yaya cooks, right?
All the time. To the point where I can't even... Well, it's fine. It's okay.
But the way that your kids are going to learn how to cook is
Watching, learning. Yes.
Watching and learning and helping, right? Yes,
but there are
Hartzell said, I just want to grill a steak for
there
once.
Are lots of people who aren't getting that. And so the reason that these companies exist, the reason that you're getting all this stuff in the mail,
the companies exist is to promo get money codes. And get people fed.
Yes, because people are intrigued by the notion of like a stress-free process.
Right, and that's fine. Guess what? Cooking should be fucking stressful.
Okay, listen.
Cooking is pain.
Yeah, and pain is weakness leaving the body.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Michael Felder is Joel McHale from The Bear.
Like, all I'm saying
is
that.
He's the villain in the kitchen.
Like, all I'm saying, I'm not the villain. Like, my kid, when my kid grows up and she's some, like, high-powered, you know, freaking VP for some company, if she doesn't have the time to cook and wants to do a meal service.
I hope the company's HelloFresh.
And she has to do a meal service? Fantastic. I'd love that for her. But you don't get to trick me into thinking that this is a gateway into cooking. That's all I'm saying. If you are so stressed out, you have, you know, a bunch of kids, or it's just you and your husband, and you guys get home late and you want something that you can get done in 30 minutes, I dig it. It's a great option. It's healthier than going out to eat. It's healthier than ordering in. It's cheaper than ordering takeout. I get that. But you don't get to tell me that this is a gateway into becoming someone that knows how to cook. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, very, very adamantly, yes.
And I'm being very specific and very intentional with my word, with my verbiage. All I'm saying is, you don't get to tell me that this is a gateway into cooking when cooking takes time and energy, and it takes trial and error and failure. If you don't fail, how can you fail at one of these? If you fail at making a HelloFresh, you're a fucking moron.
You didn't have to say it.
Folks, that's the show. I mean,
that should be an ad for them. That's an ad for them.
Hey, HelloFresh, sponsor us.
I'm being serious. Like, if you fail at making one of those things, you're a dipshit, dude. Now, if you fail at trying to replicate your grandma's something, or you fail at trying to replicate, you know, like bao buns from scratch, hey, you're not an idiot. You got to try harder. You got to figure out where you went wrong and make it work. That's a different thing. If you fail at following a fucking card, that's like a dipshit moron that can't order McDonald's.
Damn it.
What? Why? What am I saying that's wrong? The whole point for them is that it's easy.
I don't want to agree.
Nobody is saying that the person...
No one's allowed to yell at me for this.
Felder, nobody is saying that the person who's doing HelloFresh at home with their wife is the same thing as you. Nobody
is saying
that. Yes, you're offended at the notion that those people are in the same bucket as you.
I'm saying it's not a gate. This is not the exit ramp that leads you into city streets that are cooking. This is staying on the highway and just not getting McDonald's. You're on a toll road now.
Man.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You're on a toll road.
All right.
But you're not on the grid. You're not in the city streets.
Okay.
You're not on surface streets. You're not navigating with no GPS.
You just bought the Peach Pass.
Yeah, that's it. NCDOT gonna send an invoice to your house.
Not if you bought the Peach Pass. It,
sure.
It works between the states where you pay
I'm
the
just
one
saying.
Thing, I think.
But like, if you can't make this right, if you can't make a thing that comes in a box that tells you every single step of everything to do, if you can't do that, dog, just get in the fucking car and go to McDonald's.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I don't think I'm saying anything that's wrong.
The little cheeseburgers is good, though. No onion, no pickle. A couple French fries on it.
God, their onions are terrible at McDonald's.
It's so little and on everything and all I taste.
They're all over the whole fucking thing.
I order it without onions. There's still like a couple of them.
There's still going to be onions out on it.
Because it's on everything. They stick to everything, I'm sure, in the food prep station.
Yeah.
Their gloves are just covered in onions.
Yeah.
I would prefer, could you just handle my food with your hands, please?
Use your bare hands.
Please use your bare hands.
Go to the bathroom, wash your hands, come back, make it. No onions. Yeah.
Yep, no onions.
I don't think I said anything wrong, Arsel.
They're squishy.
I'm not engaging in the right versus wrong with you.
Same.
I'm not doing it. There are people out there who learn how to make gravy by reading a recipe and by having ingredients prepared or like given to them. From there, if they decide that they want to like take the gravy.
There are people that get gravy listening. From a fucking jar.
You're not. Yeah. Okay. But my point, the only point I wanted to make is that this is like a 100 level course for people who, if they decide to take it into another level and decide to go on like 400, 500 level courses, they want to get grad school courses in cooking. Like, mm-hmm. they have to start somewhere. And so people, I'm not saying you, Michael. I'm saying...
Okay, Steven.
I'm saying, Miguel. Like, exhausted parent out there, or, like, millennial who doesn't know any better, like, they start there. Like, I don't make fun of people. Like I'll take
it... I'm not making fun of them.
I'll take it to another place, outside of cooking. There are people who learn how to play golf by watching mm-hmm. YouTube videos.
Awesome. Okay? Yeah. They're trying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They're not putting on some sort of a fucking Cybertronic suit and just going out and hitting golf balls.
But on a related note, like, they're doing that because
they can't
afford golf lessons. Maybe they can't afford golf equipment. Okay?
They're trying.
So exactly. That is the entry point for them into a sport that they don't know anything about. All right?
Right.
I would challenge you to think about cooking and being in the kitchen. A little differently, because there are people.
We just had two callers call in and talk about how the best resource you have. I think the internet is a tremendous resource. I think it's a better resource than.
Yeah, Hartzell, do you hate Al Gore?
Yeah, you're talking to me right now on Al Gore's internet.
I'm about to drop the connection, but go ahead.
No, it's fine. My Uber
doesn't
get it.
This is just an inconvenient truth for you, I guess, Hartzell.
Very good. Very good.
But what I'm saying, though, here's what I'm saying. There is a humongous difference between someone who says, hey, what did they say? Pad Thai? I said bao buns. A humongous difference between someone who says, I want to make this. How do I do it? And they go out and they look and they do the research. They do the work. They put in the time. They put in the energy. Versus... drop down menu. Oh, they have tacos. Okay, cool. I'm going to click. I want that one on Wednesday, and that'll be here. That's a humongous different thing. I don't understand how I'm alone in this. I don't understand why I'm walking in the woods with my pants pulled down.
You know who agrees with you? Wayne Cook.
Bruins, line it up and let's go.
Oh, man, I thought I had it queued up. Dang.
That is awful. I thought I had it queued up.
I'm sorry.
The only point I'm trying to make is, if you're in it for the convenience, for the mindlessness, for not having to think about it, to not have to worry about it. Because I will tell you this, every day when I wake up, I think about what we're going to have for dinner. And I think about what we have and how I'm going to make it work for us. I know I've got to make pizza tonight. My daughter already asked for it. I understand. I already went through my ingredients today. And I understand people might not have time to do that. That's a privilege that I have. I need to check my privilege. But you can't. This is not an off-ramp to knowing an entire city. This is taking the outer loop. This is, you know, it's... This is living in the suburbs and saying that you're from this city.
Got it.
This is my wife being from Milford, Michigan, and saying she's from Detroit to people.
Yeah, it's like that Mike Myers thing. I'm not actually from Dublin. I'm from just outside of Dublin.
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
That's not a good Irish accent. But
if it works for you and your family, more power to you. If it's convenient, more power to you. If it makes you feel like you're at least giving them a better meal than ordering out or going to fast food, that's fantastic. I agree with all those things. Mm. The only thing I don't agree with
is that you're not a moron if you use it.
Well, that okay. Well, there's two things. One,
okay, that thing.
If
okay.
you can't do this right, if you can't follow a card,
yeah, you're dumb.
You're an idiot, and it's also it's not an entryway into cooking. Okay. The entryway into cooking is what the caller said, which was go on the internet, find some recipes, look up something that you really like, experiment with ingredients, try this new thing. There is no experimentation. There is no trying anything. You're literally this is connect the fucking dots. If your kid came to you with connect the dots and said, look at my drawing, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
All right, I agree with you, and so does Wayne Cook.
Well, and I don't say this out loud. That's a bunch of crap right there.
Yeah, good job, Hartzell.
Thank you.
Ooh, way like, to go, buddy.
Yo, Julian shows up.
I'm trying to lighten the mood here, man, because I'm not doing this with Felder. I'm really not. I'm not going to do it.
Julian shows up with connect the dots, and he talked about he drew a transformer.
I already told Julian the other day. I caught Julian doing something, and I turned and I looked at his mom, my wife, who I love dearly, and I was like, ain't no way this boy's going into the Magnum program. Ain't no way.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I did get heated because yeah, I'm like, yo.
You really did. You got triggered, man. Maybe it was the on-ramp. Maybe that was the key word. Yeah. Because you started talking about like maps and, you know, like being in the connector versus the loop. You're in 485 versus 77. I'm like,
yes.
Jesus.
All right, guys, we got to go. Thanks so much for tuning in. I tell you what. If you agree with me, call in 336-448-3607. If you don't agree with me, don't call in. That's just a fact, okay?
I feel like Wemby right now getting dunked on by Ja Morant after the whistle. It doesn't count, but
it
still
count,
counts.
But it still hurts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It didn't count, but it still hurt.
People still saw it. It's going to
be on a poster.
You know?
Yeah, it's still going to be a poster. Yeah, exactly. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. If you want a koozie, we're still doing BOGOs on those. So hit up hitdpodshop.etsy.com. And I got a handful left. Hartzell, just let me know, my man. Let me know if you're going to send those to me or you're going to run them down. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Because I'm ready to – I'm getting these things. I'm moving product, dog.
I love that.
I'm like Jay-Z out here, baby.
I love that.
Push Rhymes like, wait, dog. All right, I got to go move my trash cans in before the Uber gets here.
Goodbye.
Oh, by the way, no, by the time this comes out, it will be the eve of my wife's birthday. I got my list ready. Hartzell, you ready? You want to hear it? Because I know you're a taco boy.
Yeah, sure.
We're doing pulled pork, chicken, and beef.
Whoop.
We're going to have sauteed peppers and onions. Plus raw peppers and onions. Woof. And salsa, guac. Woof. Woof. Debating refried beans.
Woof. Nobody wants refried beans.
Okay. Pico. Woof. Corn tortillas that I'm going to toast myself. Flour tortillas, woof, carrot cake cupcakes, woof, woof, plus chips and queso.
Oh, okay, you saved the vow. I was like, where's the queso?
I knew it.
The best for last.
Are you going to have that thing heated so that it's warm and it doesn't, like, coagulate?
Liquid.
Whoa, I got this sodium citrate, bitch.
It's just, it needs to be good. Warm. Nobody wants cold queso. Get them. Get them.
It's got to be warm.
All right, Felder, sign off.
I was just talking shit about the Porch's queso last night, man.
It's not good.
I need some good queso.
Yeah, the Porch ain't real queso.
All right, I got 100% battery. I got to go help
like
my dad and my brother.
It's like melted pimento cheese.
I'm wearing my Pegasus to go do this because I'm not wearing nice shoes.
All right, sign off the show properly so we know it's over.
All right, folks, that's the show. Rate, review, subscribe. Let's grow.